Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not, is a major factor in dancing like a retard, may cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them, also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 a.m. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people, and it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy, and it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, December 3rd, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And I'm Matt.
And thanks so much for checking out episode number 121 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday around 7 or 8 p.m. Montana time. Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Episode 121. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Matt.
What's up?
How are you?
Pretty good.
Good?
Yeah.
All right. So, we got Matt here. My name's Matt. We have a third Matt on the show tonight. How are you, third Matt? And yeah, try not to bump that.
Yeah, pretty fucking clumsy. I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. Good, good. This Sweet. Is fantastic. This may very well be record-breaking. Definitely history-making, for sure.
Are you getting naked?
We might. That is a good fucking idea. We might get naked.
We're going streaking.
But
running down the quad of the gymnasium. Let's go.
Three mats, one podcast, one episode right here, right now.
Never been done.
Has that ever fucking been done before? That's right. TheJamHole.com. Breaking through podcasting.
We are going boldly where no one's gone before.
So, thank you guys for listening. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/chats, where everyone's hanging out at, and thejamhole.com/feedback is where you can type shit that we read on the show. Now, when you tell your friends about this show, what we do here and stuff like that, like, when you explain it to them, do you say, listen to this podcast, or do you say, like, what do you tell them?
I say it is an internet talk show.
You don't use the word podcast.
Well, I do, and they go,
what's
a podcast, man? Like, is that like in a little pod? Like, you sit in a pod and
like
cast your pod, bro? Like a Yamaha pod?
So, have you ever heard of a podcast before I told you about this show?
Negative. I didn't know what the fuck you were talking about, so I just went along with it. Somebody asked me, I just tell them, yeah, some internet radio show.
Internet radio.
Right?
Phrase.
Okay.
Well, I know, like, the more times you say, like, the word podcast and the more people hear it, like, the easier it gets to say. And it is a nerdy fucking sounding word, because
people know what that shit even is?
Yeah, well, that, and, like, how many times in your life have you ever said the word podcast before, you know, this shit started happening?
All the time.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Every day.
Totally. Yeah.
Nonstop, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so,
well,
I don't know.
Well, sorry that we all don't, you know, have the scientific knowledge.
Well, I understand
of the computer that you do, Matt.
I understand that we live in Montana, so all that right. might have a little like.
We're
just
not
a,
all
a little
up
bit.
To your up to your knowledge at your little internet machine you got there. All right.
Wasn't your uncle Bill Nye the Science Guy or some shit like that?
Mine.
His uncle yeah, was yours? Ted Kaczynski. Are you kidding
what?
Me?
What does that have to do with anything? No, it's not. So
don't lie.
Oh wow. So what do you do, Matt?
Which one?
Not much.
Matt, sorry.
Wait,
okay,
wait,
Matt 2 is
it's
the annoying
be like this
one.
All night. I can see it already.
Matt 3, what do you do for a living?
I cook some food and shit.
Matt 2, what do you do for a living?
I am actually in the culinary business myself.
Ah.
Wow.
Where do you cook at, Holmes?
Well,
Perkins or Burger King?
Oh, no. I don't do that chain bullshit.
Hey, it's not a chain, it's a franchise, bitch.
Whatever.
No, I don't.
It's the man either way.
Yeah, you know. It is the man. They fuck you. But where you work at?
I don't work anywhere right now.
Well,
I,
why not?
Times is tight. I don't know if you've heard, but we're in an economic depression right now.
Whatever, I got
jobs,
a job.
Jobs are getting thrown out like yesterday's trash.
I got a job.
Yeah.
I mean, I got
hired. How did you get that fucking job?
Well, my girlfriend's
thanks,
the manager.
I'm fucking the manager. You know, I would have been really fucking impressed if you wouldn't have gotten that job. If she's like, you know, you're almost qualified, but just not quite to work here at Denny's, which is basically what a Perkins is, unless you guys know what the fuck a Perkins is. So have you actually, you work at Perkins, have you seen in action the fucking managers feeling up all the little hoe waitresses and shit?
Craig actually got in some trouble, I think.
Oh, no! No! Get the fuck
no,
out
dude,
of here.
No, dude, it's funny. I see him fucking eyeballing all the chicks and all
he
that
did
shit.
That shit when I worked there when I was like 17, dude. That was
he's
like
a fucking
12.
Perv. What
that
do you
was
expect?
12 years ago. How old is he now? Like 60?
No, he's like fucking...
The girls stay 18 because once they age, he fucking fires them and then hires new 18-year-olds. So,
he wants to slam my girlfriend so bad, but ain't gonna happen.
Wants to or already has, no. And that's why she's the manager, and that's why you're the cook now.
You're an asshole. Go fuck
hey,
yourself,
what did
Matt.
You say earlier? We weren't allowed to. I asked you when your girlfriend was gonna come on the show, and what did you say?
We're not allowed to talk about her anymore.
Okay, well, I'm glad we won't do that.
Like,
anymore.
I'm talking. Our personal lives.
Oh, okay. So
she got mad.
You don't want me to tell the story about when you and her were in the no.
Me and her were in the what?
Never mind.
What?
So
in your bathtub.
If you guys have been listening to this show for a while, you know Braden, my actual co-host, the one that got a job. Hey, what does Braden do? Oh, he works at a restaurant too.
Yeah, but Braden.
Is that
Braden.
Weird that like the only jobs people I know can get are fucking restaurant jobs?
Hey, dude, everybody needs to eat. It's a business that will never go hungry. You know, I'm talking seriously.
Maybe
man.
I just need to diversify in who diversify. I hang out with a little better.
What the hell you got against cooking, man?
So if you guys have... No, nothing.
Hey,
it's cool.
No.
At least
what
it's
the
not-
fuck do you got against cooking? At least I ain't working at fucking Burger King. I
that's
mean,
what I was going to say. At
I
least
know
it's not-
short order cooking, but fuck, it's a job and I got to fuck the manager.
At least it's not fast food. So have
well,
you,
yeah, it is. It's
speaking
glorified.
Of not speaking of your personal life, have you banged her at Perkins yet?
No, she won't let me.
She won't let you. I thought she was the manager.
I tried to pull her to the bathroom one day. I've only been working there 3 days. Yesterday I was like, she came on an hour before I went home, and she came in like 10 minutes early, and she was in the back, and I was in the bathroom. I opened the door, and I see, and I try and pull her into the bathroom. Like, come on. She's like, no, fuck no.
Like pissed, huh?
Like she got mad.
Like,
dude.
Let go of my arm and go.
She was
cook.
Like, let go, Matt, and I was like, fuck.
That's awesome.
But whatever.
So, like I was saying, if you guys have been listening to the show for a while, you know, Braden, he is hooked up with this band called Mass Bloodshed, and they play metal show. Well, Matt is actually in a metal band also, and they're like kind of friends, like metal buddies and stuff. So what do you play, first of all?
Just straight up metal,
no,
pretty much.
What instrument? What do you play?
Oh, I play bass.
Oh, bass guitar. Nice. Okay, and what's the band called?
Vengeance.
Right, I knew that. And
well, then why'd you fucking ask?
Well,
for the audience.
Because everyone else didn't know that. So where's your guys' next show going to be at?
We're playing in Spokane at a place called the Cretan Hop.
Do we have any listeners in Spokane besides my friend Bob? Maybe. So have you guys ever played there before?
Yeah, we played there a couple weeks ago. Kind of a lame show. It didn't
because
turn out.
Because of you guys or because of the show itself?
Just wasn't promoted very well. And
right, couldn't have been your
else.
Fault.
Well, no, it wasn't. No, I mean, of course not.
God
I mean,
forbid.
Fuck, well, no, it wasn't my fault. Just not promoted well. Other shit going on in town and, you know, whatever. It's part of the scene, I guess, whether you're playing in Kalispell or you're playing in Spokane. It's all the same shit a lot of times.
It all depends on who shows up.
You should play on my birthday, man.
When's your birthday?
August. I'm not sure. I'm having a Chuck E. Cheese's, man.
So do you guys have like a CD out or anything? Or are you guys recording a demo and shit?
Yeah, we just recently released a new CD in June. And
a new CD, like you already had one out? And
we had two out.
Really?
Yeah.
Where can I find these things? If I just ask you after the show.
Yeah, that or we have a website.
What's your website?
It is vengeance-metal.com.
Holla.
And there's a link to MySpace and whatever else. And yeah, we're trying to get people to vote right now. We're in a contest for a thing called Project Independent. And yeah, trying to get going, get some Montana metal out there
once. What's this contest? What happens in it? Like people go to a website and vote? And
yeah, it was a tour that happened during the summer. Went all around the U.S. and recruited some bands, and whoever moved on to the next level goes to online voting and shit like that, and then certain bands get put on a compilation, and
hey, sorry.
Your phone.
Don't,
dude, don't
your
thumb your phone. All I can hear is
I was
thump,
trying to be fucking
thump.
Chill about it. Yeah, don't tap anything on that because it'll pick up. Thank
gotcha.
You.
Okay. Gotcha. But
so if you guys win, you get enough votes, then you get what?
We get to tour around the U.S., possibly Europe, whatever else. Get sponsorships. The whole thing, man, just get exposure. And
it's basically like it that will start an actual metal career instead of just playing shows around Kalispell.
Yeah, because
right? So how can people vote? They just go to projectindependence.com and then
it's .net. Yeah,
.net, projectindependence.net. We'll put a link to it on the show notes. You guys can maybe help them win this thing, and then once they get famous, Matt told me he would give me $1 million so that I could move to Amsterdam and start our little fucking podcast live
and Matt
thing.
Said I could go with him,
right,
because to cook
we're
all
need,
this
we're gonna need someone to cook our food.
I gotta fucking
that,
you know,
fucking
and I'm going so I can just get fucking torched all day and cook.
You're gonna cook our food and slave in our fucking pot field.
Oh good god, I don't care.
I know. Oh no, Massa,
oh, no, don't
please.
Make me work around weed all
please,
day
Massa, don't whip me.
Don't offer me up because you know I don't care what you say. I want to like sit there, just have a pipe, be like, oh, I need to test this, make sure it's
no,
all right.
We'll send you out there with no piece or anything like that.
Yeah,
make
you'll
sure
have
there's
to,
no
like,
papers,
dude,
or,
you'll have to just eat
I don't
it.
Give a shit, I'll eat it.
He'll be we'll find him with like weed stems shoved up his ass and shit all just passed
an
out. So how long have you guys been playing together for?
Well, the band's been around about 10 years. I've been playing with them for the past 6. Yeah, something like that.
So I went to a few metal shows. I met my now ex-girlfriend at one. What I notice a lot of is the local metal shows around here. It's like a lot of fucking emo kids.
Yeah, I noticed that too. These like fucking emo kids. I don't know where the fuck these guys are like coming from.
I said in a previous show, but it's weird when you're around a bunch of emo kids because from the back, the guys look exactly like the girls, and you can't tell them apart. And then they turn around and they still kind of look the same. You're like, well, oh fuck. So how is it? Like, are they good crowds to play for? Or they just kind of stand there and get sad or what?
Well, it depends if they slit their wrist and lose a lot of blood before the show, because then they're kind of lethargic, you know?
It makes the mosh pit all slippery and shit.
Yeah. We don't really see a lot of emo kids. It depends on who we play with, but most of the time it's just the diehards, you know, the guys that always come to the metal shows, you know.
The old homeless guys. Yeah. So what do you think about the scene around here for metal? Like, is it decent? Do you have anything to compare it to, like metal scenes other places, or?
You know, not really. We've played a lot of places, and it's pretty much hit or miss, but it seems like the crowds around here, they don't like to stay out too late or party too hard.
You know why that is?
Because they have curfews?
Touche. That is good. No, I was going to say because they all have fucking kids and shit. And like, it's like, oh, got to go home and pick the kid up from fucking daycare. And
oh, so the babysitter's got a curfew, so they have to get home. So right. The babysitter.
See, it's like
a vicious circle.
It just, it just trickles down. And it's like, fuck, man. You meet a chick there, and then she's got like fucking five kids, and you're like, well, I'll try it, but I'm not promising anything because I fucking hate kids, especially other people's. Well, that's cool.
No, you can give other people's kids back. That's all right.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true, too. Yeah. But not if you're fucking their mom. It's kind of... Yeah, it's kind of hard, too. So I guess I should kind of explain who the fuck you are other than just some dude that plays metal. When I first moved up here when I was, like, 12 or 13, Matt 3 was the first kid I ever met when I first moved here. And I was, like... You know, I had come from a Christian school and upbringing and shit. And then I meet this motherfucker. Like, I had never had friends that smoked or did drugs or, like, skateboarded or anything like that. Like, and then I meet him and he's just totally, like, smoking cigarettes. And he is, like, the bad kid. And I was like,
welcome
whoa.
To the dark side.
Welcome to fucking Kalispell. There's more of you like that. So... Matt is also the kid, I think I told this story a long fucking time ago, but we used to camp out on this trampoline we had in the...
This is when Matt lost his virginity.
Yeah, well, kind of. There was blood involved. But we're out there hanging out on the trampoline and shit, and I was like, hey, Matt, you know that if your hand is bigger than your face, you have cancer? And he was like, really? And he put his hand on his face, and I fucking hauled off and smacked him, and he like... I thought I broke his nose. I felt so bad.
Paybacks are a motherfucker.
Yeah, and then I thought he was going to fucking hit me. And I had never been hit before either, so I'm like, what do I do? Pretend to cry with him? Or like,
fucking just... Pretend to cry. Sorry I hit you.
I didn't mean Oh, shit.
Don't hit me, please. I'm sorry. So, you son of a bitch, Matt.
Yeah, we had a lot of good times back then. You remember walking from high school to your house every day during lunch in high school and eating corn dogs and watching Spider-Man, the cartoon?
Yeah, those were the good old days, for
smoking
sure.
Smoking weed and just fucking chilling.
And then I said, fuck school, and I dropped out, and then you just came over on your lunch and right? ate corn dogs and watched Spider-Man.
Yeah, you got like already and shit with the fucking special sauce that was like ketchup and semen and something else. I don't know. It was good. It was... So, yeah, go projectindependent.net. Let's have them win so we can get $1 million from
and you
Matt.
Can vote over and over at
did you
at
figure
one time.
It is, like, just constant
yeah,
every
pretty
day.
Much. It's after, like, I don't know, 9 or 10 times, it says
go
that's
fuck
all
yourself.
You can... Well, pretty much, yeah. That you can't vote anymore that day, whatever, but you can go back there a couple hours later and it'll let you vote again. But nice. Yeah, try to vote, people. Even, you know, if not for us, you know, if you got a local band out there that's part of it or whatever,
don't vote
support
for them.
Your local music. Well, yeah, don't vote for them.
And
for
if not for them, do it so they can get famous and rich and give me $1 million and then we can move to Amsterdam and kick it. And anyone that wants to come, we need employees.
So, okay, so how are you going to like pay for all this?
Well,
I mean, I know you have $1 million, okay. but like, do I have to like find my own place? Or are you gonna hook it up?
Well, we could probably all just live there. I don't know.
But at the studio?
Well, it's kind of where I live now.
Well, yeah, I know that, but like,
live out of the back of a Chevy Citation.
Well, my plan was to get a fucking houseboat and live on a canal, but
oh, dude, I'll do that.
That well, we could do that, but
we have to get a big old yacht.
Okay.
Like what? Crockett.
You know, why don't we just build a whole fucking castle? Okay, we'll have a moat with a yacht. Really?
Well.
Are you bringing a mill also? Cause
no, I could borrow one, though.
Could you? Would you do that for me?
Take a day or two to get over there, but.
No. Just wire it into my account. So, yeah, while you're voting for them, definitely go to Podcast Alley and vote for us. Since it's a new month, get us up there so we can attract new listeners and whatnots. And on YouTube.com/Jamhole, I put up some videos from episode 120 with Ben. That was Monday's show. I put up some videos from the confessions and then a news story, and we're going to... I'll be editing more of that tonight, and we're filming this show, so we'll get some video from that up as well.
I guess I am now officially known as Matt the Perkins guy. Here on the chat, somebody said, who's all on the show? Three Matts, and MDS said, Matt the Perkins guy, and Matt 3 the music guy.
Awesome.
Brayden got a job.
Yes, he did, and that's why you're here. So... on Tuesday morning, like, I had another doctor's appointment because, you know, now, like, since I took that urine sample and failed it when I was doing my experiment and shit, they wanted me to come in 2 weeks and see if I, like, cleaned up and shit, which I did. I haven't been doing anything for since then and shit. And, like, the doctor is like, I think you should take more of the Suboxone. Like, you're not taking enough of the drug I want to give you. And that's why you're having these cravings for other drugs. And I'm like, what? Does that even come close to making sense? Like, here, no. I'll just take more drugs because I can't stop taking drugs. That, okay, thank you.
Hey, maybe it's a drug.
I appreciate that. So that was fun. And... you know, one of the conditions when I went there the first time when I failed the drug test, he's like, you need to go to this chemical dependency place and do these classes and shit like that. I never did. I just didn't do it. And
you were like, fuck that. I ain't going there. I'm going to get high.
So when I went there Tuesday, like, he never even brought it up. And he mentioned something, like, he's got MS and he's kind of old and he gets forgetful and shit like that, I guess. But he's like, I forgot to dictate our last visit. So, like, he had no fucking records of any of it except what the other nurse, like, remembered. But she wasn't in there when he's like, you got to go to this chemical dependency place and do a class. So I skated by on that, which is cool. But I have a feeling they're going to... I was taking pictures with my phone of, like, the urine sample thing and all this shit. So if you follow us on twitter.com/Jamhole, you can see all these cool things I take pictures of. And then I fucking peed in it and then put the cap on it and took another picture of it. And someone made a comment. She's like, that's... why would you do that? There's still bubbles in it even. Like, it was so fresh piss.
Dude, I love how you just, like, go into a story, then all of a sudden you throw on a website at www.jamhole.com/
yeah,
that's,
you know,
fucked up picture show.
It's kind of my thing, no big deal. So the last thing I did want to talk about before we do some confessions and continue forward with this episode. You have a friend. He came over here during the show on Friday or something.
Justin.
Something like that. Justin, is that his name? Should we just call him out right now? He's what you would call a hitter. Now, if you guys don't know what a hitter is a friend, kind of, or a friend of a friend in this case.
He's more of like...
just can't keep his hands to himself. Like, he has to just constantly be touching you or hitting you. Like, it's fun. Like, we're brothers and we joke around and we get into a ruckus and shit. And, like, it is the most annoying thing ever. Does he do that all the time,
you know,
or was he
this
just
kid,
excited to be here and watching this show or something?
I don't know. This kid gets excited a lot, but, dude, like, I don't know. He's kind of a weird person. He's very into himself. He, you know, he's, I mean, you know, I mean.
What does being into yourself have to do with having to hit other people?
Dude, like, I'm just saying, like, he parties a lot and he thinks that's partying and shit like that. You know, like, how, you know, after the show and he's like, damn, Matt, you talk a lot, blah, blah. And you're like, well,
yeah, we were kind of doing
a fucking talk show.
Right. What the fuck?
But he does shit like that, or he'll just, like, say random shit and think it's funny and he'll just go off on it. And it's just like, he's kind of. He's kind of an idiot.
The only thing, like, I had no problem with him. He sat there and he was quiet during the show because he wasn't mic'd or anything. And, like, everything was cool. It was just the fucking hitting and shit. Like,
did he do that
fucking
to you during the show?
No, not at all. Like, he sat there and he was quiet.
You know how to
show.
Remedy that, don't you?
What?
You know how to remedy that, don't
no,
you?
No, how do you do
well,
that?
You hit him
back.
You
fucking hit him back.
Obviously, but, like, I don't really know the kid. I don't want to just fucking haul off and like lay some kid out because he was joke punching. It's just I just wanted
just
to
make
bring
sure
it.
You record it. I mean, oh. So you could share with the world, you know?
And then just haul, drag him out and be like, all right,
well,
what did you learn?
I straight up told him, like, Justin, I don't, like, he does that shit sometimes. And, like, when I got home, he started doing it. I was like, dude, don't fucking touch me.
Yeah, I don't have, please. Like, a serious problem. Like, some people are like, no one touches me now. Like, it doesn't really, I just
no,
don't
just
like.
No, just when someone invades your bubble, dude.
Yeah, well, yeah, that. I don't like people I don't know touching me. In, I mean, inappropriate places.
I know the first night I stayed over here.
I'll show you with the pedo cat.
The pedo cat?
He touched me here and here. Sorry. That was for the camera, kind of. And the kitty.
And the cat.
Yeah. And me. I'm not going to lie. So, yeah, do you have any friends like that? Like, do you know... You know the type, right? That
yes, just, I know the type. And I'm usually the type of guy that, like...
Just hits them back.
Well, sometimes. Or just gets to be super fucking annoying back, you know? Just give
really?
Them a little dose of their own medicine and...
That's,
you know.
Yeah, I could see that working better than just, like, hitting them back and shit. Like, when someone else's baby starts crying and you're in public and you walk by it and you start crying just really loud, like...
Oh, I thought you were going to say you walk by it and you hit the baby.
You just punch it in the face. Shut up! Why are you even crying? Fuck! No, just, I like to, like, walk by it and just go... Like until the baby stops,
and it usually shuts them up. Too.
I know it does, right?
It's a proven remedy.
I should write a fucking parenting book.
You know, like Sean's bastard child that he, you know, carries boy that Sean helps raise. That
so
kid.
Is that why your brother stopped doing the show? Is because he has two bastard kids to raise?
He only got one.
Oh, just one.
Where did you get the second one from?
I don't know. I just now automatically assume everybody has two kids. You have two kids, obviously. You
no,
also
I don't.
Have two.
I don't have any kids.
I have no kids.
Well,
what?
Thank you. I'm just.
I thought you had kids.
I will assume till otherwise.
I don't have any kids that I know of. But
I've spread the seed around.
You know, I'm not gonna,
I mean.
Well, I don't know, dude. Apparently, some girl had a kid in New York who got pregnant right after I left.
Of course, she did.
You know, that's fucking scary, but.
Did she, like, come after you? Like, I got a DNA test.
Oh,
it's
no.
got your name on it.
No. I talked to her, and she told me it was some other guy, but we did hook up, like, 2 days before I left New York. I mean, Sean drove back, and I didn't use a condom, dude. I don't like those motherfucking things. I pull out, though, so I'm pretty sure I perfected
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but if
good.
You don't fucking take the condom and burn it, like, you don't know. They'll go in the trash and pick it up. And
no, I mean,
it
I don't
their...
use condoms. I just pull out.
Oh, okay.
That's my birth control.
100% effective. All right, you ready to do some confessions?
I thought we were going to do some stories.
No, what the fuck? Have you ever... What's your name? Who are you? Have you ever done this show before?
I'm Scott.
What?
No, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Oh, please. Can we start with those? So, have you listened to any of these episodes before ever?
A little bit.
Vaguely? Okay, vaguely. So basically what we do, anonymous confessions, we do this every episode, and basically... When people are on the internet and they're behind the screen, you know, they'll tend to be more liberal with what they say and shit. And this is a site that people can go to and leave confessions anonymously, which means that people will just say everything and go all out because it's totally anonymous, which makes for very wonderful things for me. Makes my life seem like so much more amazing.
Do go on.
You're married. I'm happily involved. Of course you are. We're still attracted to one another, obviously. But none of this is fair to anyone. Stop flirting with me because I don't know how to react. I won't sleep with you.
Liar.
Liar. I won't Lie. Sleep with you again is what it yeah. should say. Your bizarre commitment to your wife doesn't make me want you anymore. But you're married, and I'm happily involved. But because you cheat on your wife, I don't want you anymore. So I'm going to go cheat on my husband with some other dude that doesn't have a wife. Thank you.
That's great.
I'm not the only one. Pam is. Whoever Pam is, she's the only
Pam,
one.
You just...
I really wish I had no emotions and that I couldn't feel... You know, I bet, though, if this person, like, if they woke up, she, I should say, because we all know it's a girl. If she woke up tomorrow morning and had no emotions and couldn't feel, she could handle that for about 5 days. And on the sixth day when she woke up, she would kill herself because...
Because women are emotional?
Exactly. And she wouldn't know what to do. So be careful what you wish for, because it might just happen. If I had $1 million, I would invest in... If I had, like, a bunch of money, I would invest $1 million into researching a cure for emotions and feelings. And then I would find her, and I would inject her with it. And then I'd be like, how's it feel, bitch?
You mean like that movie Equilibrium?
Kinda, yeah. It would be just like that, but with me.
I think it's morphine.
Not that dude. Could be.
Large amounts of morphine.
Sometimes I wish my best friend's insides would turn to acid like mine are.
What?
Do you just shit yourself all day or what? Like your insides... Well, like, what kind of acid? LSD or, like, hydrochloric or, like, muriatic? I mean,
probably, like...
Very, very...
I don't know, muriatic... Isn't muriatic acid the shit that, like...
It'll burn some shit.
Yeah, doesn't it... Isn't that the shit that you use with bleach, muriatic acid, and lime, and you could kill a body?
I know, I wouldn't want my insides to turn to muriatic acid. What do you think's happening, though? Like, just a severe burning...
Dude, like, horrible fucking the Bee Gees, man.
Did you get cheated on?
The fucking...
I've never been as depressed as I am right now. Why do you think this is? You guys want to take any guesses before I call it? I've never been as depressed as I've been now because of my blank. Fill in the blank.
Because of...
Life?
Because of my life, that's all right.
Because of my
pet dog. My pet dog?
Yay.
The actual answer is I've never been as depressed as I've been now because of my boyfriend. Of course.
Oh.
But life, that was a good guess. You were close. Dog, what? I don't even know what the fuck you're thinking.
Hey, dude.
Because
I watched my dog got ran over at 6 years old. I was 6 years old. Okay, my dog ran over. You know, it scarred me emotionally, right?
That, okay.
I love my dog.
I understand.
You fucking emotional bastard.
Ever since I started going out with him, and it's going downhill. But I love him so much.
No, you don't.
He is constantly rude and critical to me and so unaffectionate towards me. But I fucking love him so much. But he beats me and he does drugs and he doesn't have a job. But I love him so much. No one hugs like my boyfriend hugs. He's just, oh.
Well, that's the key to a relationship right there is... A good hug, or relationship as...
Yes. I think we have an episode called Relationships.
Relationships?
My buddy fucking put some shit on his MySpace a couple weeks ago and put the word relationship on it, and he wrote some blog or whatever the fuck it's called on there.
Whatever you do on MySpace.
Yeah, but his girlfriend read it, and
of course.
He got in some shit because it was misunderstood what exactly he was trying to say.
Right, because I'm in a relationship with you, and you think it's shit? Well, now it's over, so suck it. My whole thing is, like, you can never, ever, ever let anything that happens on the internet affect your real life, because they're two separate things. Granted, nowadays there's, you know, applications and web pages that involve your real life.
Dude,
but you
haven't
still
you ever
can't...
seen The Matrix? Like, it's all one.
Yeah. But you can, I don't know. I just, like, people, we've read stories about people getting killed because a Facebook status was changed. Fucking, like, there's just so many amazing
like that,
things.
Well, there was that crazy psycho bitch we read about who was like 39 or whatever, and
yeah.
She was a 13-year-old girl
she
or
was
kid or whatever killed herself.
Be,
yeah.
Yeah, she was pretending to be a little girl, and she got hooked up with this other little girl, and the real girl found out and killed herself
over it.
But
it was fucking stupid.
Yeah, you can't let what happens on the internet dictate your real life.
God, if Matt could just find the shit that I wrote about him on the internet.
Oh, God. I would kill myself.
Dude,
I would kill you, then myself.
You'd kill yourself, bring yourself back to life, then kill me, then kill yourself.
Again. Fucking A. So he's constantly rude and critical and self-centered and all unaffectionate with his emotions, right? He annoys the hell out of me, but I love him. I know, but love is complex. I love him.
a little too complex for her to figure out exactly what it is.
Right. He's totally cheating on you. If he's unaffectionate to you, that means he's being affectionate to somebody else. Yep. Like, ooh, a guy can only have affection focused on one person at once. So if it's not you, fucking add it up.
Well, that's not true. I've been stuck between two women before.
Right, but you generally will lose affection for one of them.
Unless... Well, no, one was a really good fuck, and the other one had a lot of money.
Okay. Don't talk to me right now.
Why not, dude? Go on.
That's a good point. But if you're the chick in that situation, like...
Oh, they're going to go for the money.
Of course. So, I mean, I don't know.
They
wouldn't
want to go
is.
For the regular guy who's a good lay. No, they want to go for the... For the money.
Right, because money can buy a good
money
leg.
Can buy me stuff.
Right, and I need stuff.
I like stuff, though.
Right,
I really like stuff.
I once saw this bumper sticker that said, whoever dies with the most stuff wins. And I'm going to win. I'm a winner, okay? My parents didn't raise a loser. I'm a winner, and I'm going to win
really?
This game that we call life. Whenever I do shrooms, I think about Kurt Cobain.
Nice.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Like about killing yourself.
Oh, God. Here
or,
we go.
I mean, like about having your girlfriend kill you with a shotgun or like what?
I don't know. Maybe he's talking about, you know, how like Kurt Cobain was just an acid freak, dude. The trips. Kurt Cobain's fucking.
You like pour a little liquor out for your dead homies?
Dude, I don't know. I used to eat a lot of acid and listen to like fucking Something in the Way or.
I never started listening to Nirvana until after they died and I started playing guitar and like Nirvana songs were the easiest songs.
No, yeah.
They
dude.
Didn't die. He died.
Right.
Now,
sorry.
We couldn't be lucky enough to, you know, have somebody like take out like. What's his name? The Foo Fighters guy.
David Grohl.
Chris
David Grohl.
David Grohl.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, we get lucky enough to, or unlucky enough to have the only guy that was fucking cool in the band get shot.
Right, and then the shitty ones move on to music careers that just are awful.
You know, there's another
Mentos videos.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that.
There's a really
when you need money, you need money, I guess.
Yeah.
What,
dude,
Matt?
I say, you know what's really even more fucked up, though, is that, dude, is David Grohl. I read this book called Heavier Than Heaven, and it tells all about Kurt Cobain's life at first, and it slowly goes into how he got involved in Nirvana. David Grohl, that guy said that being in Nirvana is one of the biggest mistakes in music that he's ever done.
Right, because
what the
being
fuck
in Nirvana,
are you talking about? Dude? Like, how could he even say that Nirvana is one of the greatest influences in music?
But where would he have been if he wasn't still fucking...
Oh, he had like a chance to go with some other bands. He had a...
And where are those other bands? I'm sure their careers worked out very well, right?
One was... what was that band that came... fuck.
Crap? I don't know.
I can't remember.
I'm just guessing.
He could have went and jumped for this one band. They made it kind of big. I can't remember.
All right. Well, it doesn't matter. My greatest fear is that God really does not exist. That's your... Really? That's your greatest fear?
What?
Wow. I'm too terrified to ever kill myself because I would rather go to hell than... What? Because I would rather go to hell than risk there not being anything after death. So you're just going to live your whole life and then you're going to die and there's going to be nothing and you're going to be like, oh, well, I'm glad I waited for this. Like, just do it now and get it over with, sissy. Don't worry, there's no God. It's okay. Very often, that's... It's okay, Matt. There's no God for this person. You have a God, and I'm sure he's very real.
Shut the
very
fuck
often,
up.
That's the only thing that does keep me alive. I am so pathetic.
Hey, don't patronize me, because...
No, that's cool.
I mean, believe in stuff.
You know,
you believe in stuff?
I probably turned to God once when I was at my lowest point in life ever.
Shut the fuck up. We're not at my lowest point in life.
I know, I'm just kidding. So I spent a good...
I've seen stuff,
man. Excuse my face. So I spent a good part of last night in the emergency room. You guys want to take any shots in the dark?
He was
wine?
Trying to fucking do Jackass.
Okay, that's a good guess, Matt.
Is this some sort of like emo confession?
No, it's
like,
anonymous internet confession.
But why does it all sound so
because
fucking emo, dude?
Because like, that's how people are, Matt.
That is confessions, and that's how Matt reads them.
Well, I just read them. I mean, I
have a hard time keeping up what's like actually on there and what some bullshit you're just pulling out of your ass.
I'm glad you bring that up. That's very interesting because, yes, sometimes I do. Generally, when I do, I tell you guys.
Yeah, he...
Sometimes I don't, but...
Like, there was one story I was reading the guy...
If it's really just ridiculous and everyone stops and looks at me, I'll be like, no, I just made that up. But, like, if you guys are just like, yeah, that makes sense, yeah, I'll just let it go.
Well...
It's a little game I like to play with myself. Yeah.
That was like that one confession you read, and it was like, the kid was like, I have no job, and I have, what was that one? The fuck was it?
Oh, it had to do with the jail.
Yeah, it had to do with the jail. Yeah,
I just got fired from my cooking job, and I can't show up to this show. It was something like that.
He was like, I can't find work, and he looks right at me and goes, is that yours? I'm like, dude, go to hell.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm stuck in this fucking talk show podcast because my life sucks, and I got a lame friend who has a podcast show.
I just want to say really quick, like, for someone such as yourself that isn't ever on computers and shit, like,
yeah,
you pick this up very well. Like, Brayden, he's a computer geek like myself, so, like, when you started coming on and shit, you fucking, good job, man. Tits to you.
Well, I should probably tell you this, but somewhere in my family there was a genius, and
he died a long time ago.
He died a long, long time ago, long before, like, I was even a shine in anybody's eye. But no, I took computer programming in high school and in Job Corps. We had business tech, and I took a little bit of computer programming, and I don't know, where some programs, not that hard. Plus, Sean used to have that EJ Hip Hop 5 bullshit. Excuse my
that
face.
That is true. All right. Well, you can just drink because I totally lost my spot.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I drank all my beer. Do you got any more?
Oh, well, I wasn't talking to you, but no. So, I spent a good part of last night in the emergency room. Right.
I said trying to attempt some dumbass
jackass shit. What did you say, Matt? Why? Why did this person spend a good part of last night in the ER?
Her boyfriend beat the shit out of her. Wait, is this the same?
No, this is new confession.
Oh, new confessions. I don't know. Maybe emotional stress from watching 24 or something like that.
Porn.
24? Nice. I can see that. Because I was at a concert... Excuse me. And I got hit in the head. Shit.
I got hit in the head and...
And boom goes the dynamite. Excuse me. I got hit in the head and they had to call an ambulance. That was the first time in my life when I really felt like I could die.
Those Dave Matthews concerts are really rough. Those hits get fucking brutal.
Fucking brutal.
Brutal.
I guess what I'm trying to say is live life. Really live life. Because if I... You guys
sorry.
Okay.
I haven't even took a hit.
Because if I had broken my neck last night, that would have been it for me. So, if you take just one thing from my confession tonight, live life. Don't sit in front of your computer and play World of Warcraft. Really seize life by the short hairs, by the cojones, and just fucking get it.
What do you have no money to live life? How does that fucking
then
even help you out?
You should kill yourself. But if you're living life, just fucking live it, man. Oh, a couple more here. I still eat fish, but I became a vegetarian a few years ago. You're a fucking hypocrite. I guess that makes me a pesco vegetarian. Do you guys know any vegans or vegetarians?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know a couple.
Are the couple you know, are they kind of just douchey one-uppers?
No, one vegan guy, he don't eat meat because it sickens him. Like,
all I eat is meat.
No, he said like he used to eat meat, but he got in a fight and he bit some kid so hard that if he like bit off a piece of his arm, you know, every time he
just lost control. He's like, dude, I can't eat meat anymore. I don't trust myself.
Well, no, he was just like, he said the taste of it just fucking sickened him and now it grosses him out every time he eats meat. And he thinks about that. But he's a vegan. He's cool. But no, the vegetarian I know is just, dude, this bitch.
This bitch.
She's like, you know, if you like eating meat, you're killing an animal. I was like, yeah, I love veal. Do you know why? Because when they have those baby cows just lay there all fucking day, don't do nothing, their meat gets fucking tender.
I love to just jerk off all over the face of the veal cow before, like, while it's still alive, and then watch as they just slit its throat and, yeah. I like that. So I was thinking the other night when I was eating at Tamarack's with the grandparents and all that shit, I kind of talked about that a little bit, but I was eating this steak and stuff, and I just got this weird idea that, like, what if you had a place like that and you cooked human steak and, like, totally just fed it to people and didn't tell them?
Oh,
like,
oh.
Would they ever fucking even know? They'd be like, man, this is so good.
You know,
dude,
what's weird?
You gotta check out the movie Motel Hell.
Motel
it's
Hell?
Like some it's like from 1980, and it's about this dude. Now, I don't mean to interrupt you.
No, please.
Of great importance.
Please.
This dude fucking, it's got some fucking little joint out on the highway that makes, like, jerky and meats and shit, and they own a hotel and whatever, and it's kind of like
the Bates Hotel.
It's kind of like Psycho meets Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but they feed these people like other people, and it's known, you know, for 100 miles wide as being the best meat.
That's so awesome. Best steak in town.
Yes, Motel Hell, you gotta check that out. If you haven't seen it, fucking check it.
I will fucking do that. Oh, let's see here. I want to have sex with a girl and blank blank.
Two guys.
Good guess, Matt. What do you think? I want to have sex with a girl and that's funny. And two guys. And blank blank. A girl and blank.
You gotta give me the girl and blank. All I can think about, seriously,
two guys
is now is
woo
Doberman Pinscher.
Is
Doberman Pinscher.
A stuffed llama.
No. I want to have sex with a girl and razor blades.
What?
Yes. No, dude, this isn't an emo site, though. Don't worry.
Okay.
Don't you worry.
That's real reassuring.
I want her to gently cut my chest and suck on the open wound. Not a big cut, but just enough to bleed a little.
Wow. He's got to be a vampire.
Are you kidding me? I would rather that than a blowjob.
What the fuck?
Hey, ladies.
Ladies,
if you're looking for a good man that will not make you suck him off, this guy right here.
Well, he makes him suck his blood.
And then it says, that is the hottest thing I have ever heard. Can you leave comments on these? Because that would be fucking cool. Oh, man. Could you imagine, like, when it said have sex with a girl in razor blades, I was picturing, like, a girl tied down with, like, a box of razor blades, like, jammed in her twat, and then just going to town on it.
How would that even feel good?
It would. That's why I was like, what the fuck?
Maybe
why would you
maybe he's
that?
A masochist and he just likes fucking pain like
well,
that.
Well, yeah,
like,
I mean, the cutting.
Oh, when I have sex with my girlfriend, I like her to dig her nails in my back as hard as she can.
Okay. So what weren't we supposed to talk about tonight?
Jelly beans.
Uh-huh. I'm going to give her a copy of this
You
episode.
Do, and I will fucking murder you.
I'm going to just give her a copy of the beginning and then that part, and that's it. And it'll just repeat itself.
Matt, I will fucking burn your house to the ground.
That's fun. I'm going to get laid tomorrow! Exclamation point!
Exclamation point!
But... Yeah, there's a but. What do you think the but
negates,
is?
Negates. It's going to negate but.
But I'm
Aunt
happy
Flo
with the guy.
Aunt Flo is in town.
The what?
Aunt Flo is in town.
I have a herpes outbreak.
I'm
going to
get laid tomorrow, but I hope I don't feel this shit and ill because that would be a terrible thing. What if I snotted on him? It's a chick. Or it's a gay dude. Is it a chick or a gay dude?
Gay dude.
Chicks don't say, I'm going to get laid tomorrow. Fuck yeah, niggas. I'm going to get laid tomorrow. I'm going to get some dick. Whoop, dick. Oh, holla back. Oh, Christ. I can't even think about it. Just like sucking his cock and then just snot goes everywhere.
She's right on top. She goes, achoo, and right in your face.
Well, if she had some fucking manners, she would know to cover her fucking face when she sneezes.
Will you ever do? You ever do a girl doggy style and she farts on you? That ever happened?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Come on, it's like you ever 69 with a girl and she farts. You know,
no,
you're on the bottom part.
That's never happened.
That's enough.
That's enough.
That's enough. How would you feel, Matt? Three.
Are we talking like a little poop comes out? Or
I'm just talking just like a straight boop. Or even worse, one of those ones go
makes your pubes blow in the wind.
Yeah. Oh, man. You guys are disgusting. One time, I went to my friend's house, and when he was sleeping, I started beating off. No big deal.
What?
I ended up coming on his little brother's underwear, and then I threw it behind the dryer. Also, no big deal. I never went back over there. No. And my friend hasn't talked to me since. Really? He's not like, hey, you want to come back over to my house and hang out with my little brother's underwear again? Or what?
Did they catch him doing it?
Are you busy? No, apparently not. I think they figured it out because when I saw my friend in Best Buy a month ago, he jumped me and shoved a pair of underwear in my mouth. What? Your friend just walks around Best Buy with underwear, yeah, just
his brother's
chilling.
Little fucking covered underwear.
Just fucking waiting for the time that he sees you somewhere, and he's just going to be like, yes, revenge, fucking, yeah.
That's horrible.
Excuse my face. By a month, all I could think of when this was happening was, who carries underwear around with them? Right? Who does that? What's the deal with underwear?
All right, Jerry, calm down.
That's my Seinfeld impression. I plan on stealing my friend's calculator because they're really expensive to buy, and I'm poor. They're those special scientific calculators, you know, the ones with all the fancy buttons on them. The ones that you can program, like, 1 or 8-bit fucking porn and just like blocks of boobs.
Some TI-82s, yeah. Or some shit.
I had drug wars on my TI. Let's see. I steal here's the plan. You can just drink because I fucking lost my spot, but here's the plan. I get my friend to steal my other friend's calculator, give it to me. I bring it home and then smash it into little pieces and spread it all over the earth. How is that going to help you get a calculator? Like, I don't know if you know this or not, but you can't just plant pieces of a calculator and expect it to
sprout a calculator bush.
A calculator bush.
A calculator bush.
You know
bush.
Why? Because that doesn't exist.
No.
You know what else doesn't exist?
Calculators?
I was going to say God, but yes, also
you,
that.
You know what? You know what doesn't exist? You know what doesn't exist, man?
I have
fucking
two.
Cock. That's what doesn't exist.
My cock?
Yes.
You're right, Matt. You're absolutely right.
I don't know. It's doing
I have two of them calculators because I wanted a new one, and I always get what I want. Because I wanted a new one and bought a better one. He'll be like, why have you got two? You probably stole mine. And I'll be like, no, I didn't. I bought this one. And then I'll show him the receipt. So if you have two, why did you need to steal theirs and break them? Like, what? I don't understand that.
Maybe because he had the newer model and then his friend got the upgraded.
To break
them. Like, fuck that.
To break them and bring them back to the store to get a new one with a receipt? Is that. That's
maybe.
Really elaborate. Why don't you just go buy one?
Or steal one.
Ask your mommy for money. It's for school, Mom, I promise. No, I won't. It doesn't play games, Mom. It's not a computer. God. I wish I had actually cut my wrist that day. Me too. That makes two of us.
That's
yes?
Awesome.
Matt? Yes? That makes three?
Yeah,
yes?
That makes three.
Yes, that what? Makes four of us.
That is the trifecta
we
of
all,
Matt.
All Matts say... We wish you would have actually cut your wrist that day. The Matt trifecta, the Matt triforce of wisdom and power and love.
And hate.
Because our God is an awesome God. No. And hate. I wish.
Fuck off. Let me ask you a
little
question
something I just made up. Be careful what you wish for. Because one day when I'm a billionaire, I'm going to read these, and I'm going to make happen whatever you're like, oh, I wish I had actually cut my wrist that day. You're going to have a knock on the door, and you're going to open it up, and I'm going to go, cut your wrist, and then you'll be like, oh, I wish I didn't wish for that.
Let me ask you a question.
What
do you believe happens when you die, motherfucker?
I believe you just go back into whatever. I believe we're
you
not
being in circulation, like reincarnation. You believe you come back as a do you believe you come back as a tree or something like that?
I believe you go to heaven and float with fucking angels and chill with God and
chill
Jesus
with God
and the Holy Spirit. That's what I believe.
No, it's not.
I wish that he hadn't made me fall in love with him because, and above all, I wish that he didn't break my heart. BC 4 years later, I still think about him. BC, oh, because BC, right? Before Christ.
Yes.
I secretly love one of my best friends. I have tried to split her and her boyfriend up many times so she can love me like I love her, because that's totally how it's going to work out. You're going to tell her something. She's going to break up with him. You're going to try and hook up. But while you're talking to her, her boyfriend comes and beats your fucking face in, and then that's it. You don't. She's now going to be like, oh, I love you now because you're my best friend, and that's the logical next step. After you.
Well, I don't know. I've seen a lot of movies that play out like that.
Exactly. That's.
I do, but you know what? In reality.
That's not real.
I know. In reality, happens what you were saying. They come and be like, why'd you tell my girlfriend that? Because I love her.
When I'm having sex, I imagine it her on top of me. Frankie, you need to know how I feel. That's awesome.
So you quit being a puss and you beat the fuck out of your buddy and you take his woman.
Right.
You know,
that'll work.
Do it barbarian style, you know? Fucking whatever.
Beat his ass, chloroform her, drag her out, tie her up, put her in the trunk, and go home. It's not rocket science, dude. I mean, the Neanderthals were doing it. My friend...
I don't think the Neanderthals, like, took off in a car, but...
Well, not a car. I mean, maybe, like, yabba-dabba-doo
car. Maybe he should just go up to him back, look...
Look,
I challenge you in the circle of fucking death to a duel to the fucking death over
two
her.
Will enter, one will emerge.
I challenge you in Mortal Kombat, motherfucker.
Well, like that in that movie, and then you take the metal fucking gauntlet and fucking slap the shit out of him. I challenge you to a duel. My friend is pregnant at the age of blank. What age?
15.
15? What do you think?
Oh, I was going to say more like 13.
13? Ooh, actually, it's 17. What? But you are close. And according to the Jam Hole mandatory abortion law, if you get knocked up before you're 19, this would apply. Mandatory abortion. Done. My friend is pregnant at the age of 17. 4 months to this date, I fantasize that I'll be her prince and come rescue her and provide all the support and love that she needs. Of course. And then when it actually comes time to do that and you're like, oh, like I actually have to help you raise this fucking little abomination. Yeah, you know, I really got somewhere to be right now, as much as I would love to help you raise your kids. But I gotta go. Have either of you ever done that?
Yeah.
Does your girlfriend have kids?
No.
No?
That no.
Boy, Matt. That a boy. Yes?
No? Well, yeah, she does have a kid, but she don't have.
Right. She did the responsible thing. And
she pulled out a
dog. Is this what she was talking about?
Yeah. But anyway.
She'll come on and explain.
No,
that.
Dude, don't you remember Heather, that one fucking girl who had two kids who stopped by my house one day to visit me, and I get a phone call from her fucking mom saying since she decided to go stay with me, she can just live with me, and she's selling her fucking trailer and all this shit, dude. It's fucking
I love
great.
It when it's a trailer involved.
Dude, her parents are such gypsies.
It classes it up like 20%.
Dude,
least.
I fucking hated my life.
So, 4 months to this date. All right, 17, pregnant. 4 months to this date. I fantasize that I'll come and rescue her, provide all support. Whatever. Then I imagine fucking her brains out. damn, and capital, all caps, damn.
Nice.
Why would you even do that?
And start the process all over
again. All over again. And then she's going to get knocked up, and then some other dude's going to be like, you know, I bet I could come in and rescue her, because by that point, you're going to be totally fucking sick of her. And then, oh... It is a vicious cycle, Matt. You are absolutely right. I want him, but he doesn't want me, of course. He has no problem telling me who he likes and when he's jealous, but I can't tell him because, well...
He beats me.
It is him, and he beats me. When I listen to the guitar solo and the song You by Binocular. You ever heard of Binocular?
Nope.
Nope.
Me neither. I always start crying. 22, male. No, I'm not an emo, in parentheses, or some stupid shit like that, by the way.
By the way.
By the way, in case you were thinking that I'm an emo, because it is kind of emo to cry to guitar solos by Binocular, but I'm not. So, by the way, I just want to clarify that. I'm not an emo. I love my wife to death and would never leave her. But I'm totally kidding. There's no but. I just wish. Oh, I guess. But I just wish her oral was even half as good as my last girlfriend's.
Wow.
Here's what you do. You invite your last girlfriend over to meet your wife, and you have them hang out, and you tell your wife to bring up how your ex-girlfriend learned to suck cock so well, and then you have her show her. So then by the time you come back home from, you know, doing whatever you're doing,
you have a threesome,
running the world and, you know, other guy things, then, yeah, either A, you have a threesome, or B, threesome. Now your wife knows how to suck cock.
Why would you have your wife, why would you go up to your wife and say, hey, you should have called my ex-girlfriend and ask her how she used to suck my dick so good? Wouldn't you have your ex-girlfriend kind of do that for you?
Well,
yeah, that'll score some brownie points.
I think it would be better coming from the wife.
I think it'd be better if, like, you know.
But yeah, the initial interaction of, hey, can you call up my ex and learn how to suck cock because you suck at sucking cock, and that's not a good thing.
No,
that's when the girlfriend should say, all right, what's your mother's number?
Come on. That's awesome. All right, last one here. I don't want to get married, but I'm doing it for my little girl. That is a great reason to get married to someone. You can be miserable, and then you can raise your little girl in that misery, and then when she's old enough...
Baby's daddy. Baby's daddy.
Exactly.
Fuck that shit.
Fuck that noise. And, you know, I've said before on another episode, but we're getting to the point in the world now that every girl pretty much has a kid, unless, you know, you're with one that you've been with for a while. So now, like, the people that are raising kids are, like, Generation 2 fathers. Because, like, you know, the real dad's bailed by now, so now, you know, other people are coming in, and they're like, oh, you have kids. Okay. But, like, everybody does, so. It's cool, you know, no big deal. You ready to do some news? Ready to do some news?
Yeah.
What fucking episode 121?
121?
I have a coin here.
Okay.
We do some news. Call it in the air, please.
Tails.
Almost dropped it again. And no, it is heads.
Yeah, right.
Look, essay.
Yeah, you can flip around. Go ahead and read your
You can story. Read first if you want, but no, you it was ahead. Heads.
Go ahead, Matt.
This one is called Jilted Lover Bobbitizes Man. And this comes out of Bangalore. No pun intended. Well, yeah, probably. So, you know what I'm really glad about? I'm glad that I live in a world where there's such a thing as being bobbitized.
What is bobbitized?
Like
Matt?
John Bobbitt, like bobbitized.
Oh,
yeah,
get your dick cut off.
Like, that's just awesome that our society has a name for getting your dick cut off, and it's not like the medical term. It's like when it happens in the wild. That's so fantastic. Can we just... No, dude. Their name is like Mir Arashared Ali Durka.
Durka.
Jilted his lover of 9 years and married another woman 6 months ago. Oh, that was a mistake. He did not think it would cost him more than his happiness. He lost almost his life when the furious woman lured him and bobbitized him neatly.
All right, that sucks.
Neatly, nice neatly. And neat. Ali should have known better than to scorn a woman. He fucking A. Though she also took him to the hospital and left him to his fate. He's now recuperating. Sans one penis. Ali, a dentist based in Mysore, and Saida, like, really? Bill? Amanda? She is also a dentist. She's 30. They were neighbors in some fucking weird place. They had been having a relationship for a long time, but as the years passed, there were some hiccups. Some hiccups like he was cheating on
you. Cheating
her.
On you, yeah.
Cheating on you hiccups, or like you got fat and comfortable hiccups? Like, what are we talking about? Ollie decided to break away and married a journalist from Mumbai, of all places. Huh. Amina, meanwhile, was staying with her mother, of course, and had opened a clinic called Meswak Dental Care. She called Ollie for a chat last Saturday, and the unsuspecting man came to her clinic. Why would you... Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, you left some things. Could you come pick them up? Oh, yeah, sure. I'll be over in a few. I'm banging my wife, but I'll be there in a minute. Like, why would you ever do that? Is anything worth your manhood? I mean, really? Now what?
Anything? Well, I mean, if I got to have sex with the girls in my dream, just like this, for one time, have sex with the girl in my, like, the girl I wanted, like, I've always wanted to have sex with Gwen Stefani. I think she's hot. That might be worth losing my manhood.
Really?
I don't care.
Can I lose it after I have sex with her?
Yeah, it's, well, yeah.
Amina is believed to have given him some juice, which made him lose consciousness. She's like, here, knock on the door. Hello? Oh, here, can you drink this juice real quick before you come into my dental office? That's so... Sure. You fucking idiot. You kind of deserve it. And actually, I'm glad now that he got his dick cut off, because now he can't reproduce anymore. That's one down in, like, you know, 900 billion to go. She's believed to have given him some juice, which made him lose consciousness. According to the police, Ollie was still in a subconscious state when a seething Amina cut off his genitals. Later, when Ollie recovered some consciousness, he reportedly asked Amina to take him to the hospital. He's like, what happened? What the fuck? Can you take me to the hospital, please?
Oh, God.
That's weird that she just kind of stuck around.
Well, Lorena, man, she was just like, fuck it, drove out the car, remembered that the penis was on the passenger side seat, threw out the window. Then told the customer was out. She probably, you know, hacked it off, went downstairs. She was like, man, I'm fucking hungry.
No,
dude,
right?
Some soft-boiled eggs would sound great right now, dude. And she put on a pot, made soft-boiled eggs.
Done and done.
He came downstairs and was like, dude, I really need to go to the hospital. I'm missing some shit. And she was like, oh, fuck.
Oh,
right.
I forgot about you.
Yeah.
The guy whose dick I just cut off. Oh, hold on.
She was hungry. People forget shit when they're hungry.
Oh, let's see. The police said that Amina and her mother are absconding. When the media tried to contact Ali, her family refused to speak. His wife, who has lodged a complaint with the police, said they did not wish to talk to anybody except the police. So that sucks, dude.
It really does.
Doctors operating on Ali also refused to comment on his condition, but said that he is out of danger. Like I said before,
good
Sam.
Good for him.
Good for him. You're out of danger till you get out and your wife fucking comes back to finish the job. Why, you should have moved, dude. Especially those women. Like, over there in Bangalore. They're fucking nuts, dude. In India, like, all that oppression and shit, then they get a little fucking trip and they just cut dicks off. It's crazy.
Maybe they got tired of the beatings.
I guess. That is it for that story. So what do you got for us? Episode 121, please.
Oh, this one is called Mummified Body Found in North Hollywood Home.
A mummy?
A mummified body.
Hey, whose mummy was it? God damn it.
Police say they have found a woman's body that has been decomposing for a year inside a home that was occupied by 26 cats, three
what?
Possums,
what?
A raccoon, and the woman's adult son. My
Hold
God.
On. How many cats?
26. And three possums and a raccoon. And an adult son.
Where? Wow.
This is in North Hollywood.
So there's a kid living amongst the animals in there. Like that little kid in the Jungle Book, you think? He was just running around with like a little loincloth, just fucking nuts.
Yeah,
just... Hey, 26 says he put fucking Wolfenstein on his TI-83 calculator. You ever play Wolfenstein?
Yeah, I play Wolfenstein.
That's awesome.
Says a mortgage broker told police the home was foreclosed at midnight on Monday and expressed concern about the homeowner, 86-year-old Barbara Hunt. Huh.
Huh.
My girlfriend's last name is Hunt.
huh, was her brother's name Mike?
I don't know.
Did it? Come on.
Officer said the home was surrounded by rusty cars and garbage in the yard, which also was unkept.
Well, why would you fucking... Excuse me. Why would you deal with the fucking outside when you can't even deal with the fucking inside? Like, you're not...
Well, it says
you know, I would clean up all that animal shit, but today I really gotta mow the lawn. Like, it's just getting out of hand.
Well, there's a picture of it, dude, and it kind of looks like a fucking place in Kalispell.
Oh, yeah, I've seen many places like that. That could fucking be Mike's house for all we know.
Once inside the home, the stench was so overpowering, and the home was packed with 4 feet of garbage. Damn, 4 feet of garbage in their fucking house.
Like, what are you even doing? Do you, when's the last time you've gone outside? You know what? I'm going to call it right now. World of Warcraft addicts. I bet you.
Dude, fucking
I bet
heroin
you,
addicts, dude.
Or that. Some type.
Okay, now listen to this, though. This is where it gets.
What is it about heroin addicts that make them just really like cats that much? Like,
dude,
26?
Heroin.
Six?
Dude, I love
fucking
heroin.
Mike's got like 10 cats and shit. Like, what the fuck? You just like petting cats?
Officers made their way to the back bedroom, where clothes and furniture was piled against the door. That's where they found the skeleton body lying on the bed wearing old lady clothes, in parentheses, according to Los Angeles police. Lieutenant Alan Hamilton of the Northern Hollywood Detective Division. The home was so badly packed with garbage that firefighters had to hoist the body out through the back window. Authorities have not yet been able to identify the body's Authorities have not yet been able to identify the badly decomposed body, but it is believed that it is Barbara Hunt. Police officers of the mental health service to Robert Hunt. However, really? They would not say whether he accepted.
Of course.
His whereabouts are still unknown.
Of course, as of
early Wednesday.
Did you check the trash can?
Neighbors said they recently asked the son how his mother was, and he responded by saying, "She's at home. She's doing fine.
She's good.
She has good days and bad." The coroner's office is working to identify the remains and determine the cause of death.
Living in your own fucking filth?
Leprosy.
Maybe?
Dude.
Just a shot in the dark.
Police do not suspect foul play, but say that the case has been forwarded to elder abuse investigators.
How could you even fucking tell if it's... Like, what the fuck happened?
Maybe she's like, I'm going to bed, and she, like, cleaned up after him or anything because he was dumb, and he's like, okay, Ma, and sat there all the fucking for a year while his mother died a year earlier in her bedroom.
He's like, man, I should probably take that out. No, after Law and Order. I'll do it after. Yeah. And then just never did.
Seriously,
just
do that shit. It could happen.
It does. We've read a few stories like this where people just... There's a saying for that. It's called when you just let yourself go. You'd see what
happens.
There
was recently a place down in Evergreen close to my house that got fucking taken over and tore down because there was bums and shit living out of it and
of
trash.
Course.
Every yeah.
Were they all in tents and shit? Because I saw one of those little hobo outcroppings.
No, they were in a house.
Oh, okay.
They weren't fucking camping out on a bum family vacation. They were at a fucking house in Evergreen. I mean, and if... Anybody's ever been to Evergreen, they know it's...
Was it a trailer or a house? Because, I mean, let's be honest. Really? Okay, there are houses in Evergreen, but more so than not, it's like, you know,
so
yeah,
any,
trailer parks.
I live in a trailer in Evergreen.
Do you?
Yeah.
Holla.
Any questions, comments, concerns about the story?
Nah. Is that it for that story?
Yeah.
Trashy people living in trash.
Yeah, there's like comments, too.
Oh, no, yeah. Comment? Are there any...
I gotta say it. I want my mummy.
Cool. We all made the same joke. All right. Well, excuse me. This one is called Man Jailed for Having Sex with a Blank. You guys already know, don't you?
Fucking
well, never mind.
Chicken.
With not a chicken, with a horse.
Yes.
Fucking an animal.
Yes. Yes. Finally.
Thank you.
Finally.
Finally.
Finally, dude.
I can stop doing the show. This is it.
I can die happy.
A man has been jailed for 3 years after being caught having sex with a horse. And again, if I was a billionaire, I'd pay $1 million to just be sitting on a bar stool in the corner of that room when whoever caught the guy caught him. Because just, could you imagine the expression on his
face?
It's not
what it looks like, dude. I swear.
It's not. Wait, what does it look like? No, it is definitely not that. Definitely not.
What did you say when you got caught, Matt?
I said, What?
Nothing. Okay. Don't worry about it.
Leroy Lee Galeth, 46, broke into the animal stable on two separate occasions to perform sex acts on the terrified animal. Twice, he... Like, it wasn't even your shit. Like, you had to go bust into somebody else's fucking stable and have sex with their fucking horse. Because
now, why would the horse just not kick that fucking dude in the chest or something?
What, like, was it, a chick horse? A mare, as I like to call
it? Does it matter? It still kicks like a male horse.
Well,
so
yeah, but I mean, if it's into it, it's not gonna...
Well, it must have took it like a champ then and fucking...
I bet he had to break into this one because his horse had a headache. during his first attack, he used a bucket to stand behind the horse. Is this in the actual statement? He's like, so how did you fuck that horse? He's like, well, I had to get a bucket because I'm not a tall man, obviously, a busket. And I stood on it, and, you know, one thing led to another. And
I would just like to see the reaction on his face, and the cops busting. They're like, freeze, what the fuck are you doing?
What the fuck?
Get your dick out of that.
If I had $1 billion, I would, oh, man. I would have a team, a network set up, and whenever fucked up shit like this is about to happen, I get a call, and they're like, dude, it's in fucking... Alaska, go. And I'm there, man. I hop in my fucking jam hole plane, and I'm like,
jam hole plane.
And I'm there just chilling, just waiting for the dude to walk in and be like, what? That's my horse, you fuck. Let's see. He had the bucket, and he was standing behind the horse, who was called Calico, FYI, but was caught after leaving his underwear at the scene. So he wasn't, like, walked in on, like, coitus interruptus with a equestrian thing. But he left his underwear there.
So how did they link that to him? I mean,
dude, probably had semen in it, dude, or something.
Well, yeah, but...
Okay. Fucking his ass. Well. Haven't you ever seen Fear and Loathing Las Vegas? Because
this isn't the first time.
Haven't you ever seen Fear and Loathing Las Vegas when he went to the fucking cop cinema and the guy was like, a reefer addict will have stains of dried semen on his pants when he can't find a rape victim?
That is true.
Yeah. Yes.
He was given a 3-year probation order, but just months later returned to have sex with the same horse at the stable in Guernsey.
Is this love that I'm feeling?
Yes. Is this the fucking love?
Did you ever hear that Guar song, Fucking an Animal?
No.
Yeah, you'll have to listen to that sometime.
I will. That sounds good. So, like, what do you think there was about this horse?
Like, maybe it just was such a nice,
I mean,
like,
is maybe it's the only horse in the village or something? Like, I don't know. That's,
I don't,
weird,
know, maybe,
that,
maybe you just had the hots for it.
Because you were like, I just got caught fucking that horse. Maybe I'll try another horse. Like, this isn't going to end well. He was given 3-year fucking drink. On the night of the second attack, on April 25th this year, Calico's owner, Michael Wortley, checked on the animal in his stable at 6:30. He's like, are you okay, Calico? Are you okay? He's got, like, 5 rape kits just waiting, like, on call. On the night of the second attack,
fucking
what are you doing? Fucking, what are you doing? The 20-year-old Bay Gelding, see, it was a chick, was covered with, because that matters, I guess, I don't know. The 20-year-old Bay Gelding was covered with a blanket, but when Mr. Wortley returned in the morning, the blanket was on the floor. That is a sign that your animal's been raped. If you cover your animal with a blanket and you come back and the blanket's on the floor...
Your horse has been raped.
Your horse has been raped. A mounting stool
It was a girl who did this?
No, it was a dude, but the horse was a chick.
Oh, okay, good.
A mounting stool that was left out.
Yeah, because if you're screwing a male horse, you're a fag, right?
Right. Okay, that's, good, good. That's dude. Is there a dick hanging? Because that's dude and dude, and that's gay, I guess. Unless you're just broing down, then maybe
bro-ing
not.
Broing down?
I mean, if you smoke a bowl with the horse, it's probably all good then. Right.
Right? But if you try to get a bucket and mount the horse, it probably not so much. After the second attack, Calico was seen box walking or moving sideways, a common sign of stress. My horse,
really?
He's smoking cigarettes like a fucking train.
He's smoking crack.
He's just crying out of nowhere. He's fucking stressed, all right? He's got a job. He's got two fucking kids. He's got a mare bitch of a fucking wife at home. this fucking guy is like coming in and raping. And he's stressed, okay? She, whatever the fuck, she's stressed. Le Galais of St. Peterport, Guernsey, was jailed for 3 years at the court after admitting having sex with the animal. He told the court, quote, what do you think his excuse was?
Dude, I don't even know.
He told the court, quote, I had a few beers.
Yeah.
I went to the stable and interfered with the horse. You got me.
Wow.
Lock me up. I'm ready to go. Whoa,
this guy, God, that's fucked
he
up.
He said his second attack, he's like, it was just that good. Have you guys ever done this? Because
no.
It's that good.
Nope.
Like, once you go horse, you never go
back. Divorce.
Divorce.
Once you go horse, you never go
once
horse.
Once you go horse, it's time for a divorce.
Yeah,
all
yeah,
right.
There you go. All right.
Oh, man. I had a few beers. Sorry.
That's funny.
Really?
I would have been like, I just really want to know what it was like to fuck a horse.
It was
heard
the
it was great.
It was the last thing on my bucket list. I mean, come on, guys. I've done everything else. I've been putting this one off for a while, but eventually when it's the last thing, you got to do it, so... And actually, going to jail was the last thing. So he's like, two birds, one stone.
Well, his experiences and love won't be so shocking and revealing when he finally gets to jail if he's been...
Do you think, though, that...
Getting his dick bent in horses, I mean...
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. Do you think other inmates would just want to whack at him because he fucked a horse? They're like, this is what it was like. This one's for Calico.
That's one of their checklists. They have to...
that could be.
Fuck a guy
done.
That fucked a horse. All right, check.
Check.
I've lived all I can live, and I will put this...
I'm ready, Lord.
Yep.
Holla at you, Lord. Come on. Oh, man. Why would you ever do that? Why? And if you're doing that, why would you even admit to it? I wouldn't even been like I had a few burrs. I would have been like, dude, that was not me. That is not my underwear. I don't even wear underwear. That was not me.
No, I would have basically, I would have told him that, dude, to be honest, I took a lot of LSD. And I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry, dude. I thought...
I'm saving that
I'm
one
sorry.
For when I go crazy and actually kill somebody. That's going to be my go-to fucking, I'm insane, sorry.
Next.
Next. Oh, let's see. He told the court, maybe I had a little bit of an urge or something.
What
I mean,
the fuck?
Like a sexual, you know, I had a... Just a little hurt.
I just wanted to see what it felt like. See, I told you. You probably wanted to see what it felt like.
I mean, like, a sexual thing. I suppose you could call it that. I mean, I fucked it, sure. It's a sexual thing. You know, defending advocate Sarah, some bitch, said he had cooperated Sarah, with... I'm not even going to try. Said he had cooperated with police and he had pleaded guilty to the offense the first opportunity. She said Le Galais had learning difficulties and his IQ was very low. Let's blame him fucking a horse on
being
a retard. Do all retards fuck horses? No. Then you can't. I don't think you can blame it on that. His IQ is very low, and his sexual desires could have stemmed from incidents in his childhood. That does explain, though, why the horse didn't kick him, because retards have retard strength, and the horse was just
that's
like...
true. Just barreled down. He's like, dog, you didn't do nothing.
I know. He's like, oh, Mr. Ed. Oh, sure. Why the fuck not?
Yeah.
Why
I'm
the
done
fuck?
With that one.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, Calico's owner found him in a stressed state with his back rug disturbed and a discarded pair of underpants nearby. Because it was unclear if he had sex with the animal during the first incident, Le Gallais was found guilty of two charges of attempting a sexual act with a horsey. At his first trial, Assistant Magistrate Philip Roby said, quote, "The offense will be a repugnant one to all right-thinking people."
Wow.
Repugnant. You, sir, are ridiculous and repugnant. Jail, 3 years. Dismissed. The court heard Le Gallais had a history of sexual offending, including indecent exposure to girls, of course, and inciting an 11-year-old to commit an act of gross indecency. Of course. Sentencing him to 3 years, the judge said Le Gallais was not of previous good character, and the probation order breach was an aggravating factor. He's like, you're a piece of shit. 3 years. And that's it for that story.
Right on.
Thank you.
That was.
Thank you.
That was something.
You can't write better shit than that. I had a few beers.
I know.
You ain't never fucked a horse. Shit. You ain't never fucked
You're
a horse.
You're telling me that you shit. Ain't got a few beers going down the horse tables
shit.
And just thought
you ain't
that.
Never fucked a horse.
Thought
shit.
That maybe that horse
get
looked
the,
pretty nice.
Get the fuck out of here. All right. What you got for us? Actually, how long has this fucking nonsense been happening for? Please. Okay, thank you. Please read another story.
Okay.
Thank you.
This one is called, it's not very long. This one's called Barack Obama's Grandfather Tortured by British. Now I chose this one.
Oh, hold on. MDS said, I doubt it's the horse that turned him in. A gelding is not a chick, goddammit. A gelding is actually a guy horse that's been gelded, which means the balls have been cut off. So I could see how you could easily...
Oh, you haven't been paying attention to...
No, not when I'm reading stories. It's
okay. Well, we live
feel
in this...
free to call some shit out if you're paying attention
well,
to
I'm,
it.
Well, I'm glancing over every now and then, but...
So I didn't know that. So it was a gay kind of thing. But he didn't know. He was tricked.
He's got a good point, though. For people that live in the sticks, you don't know much about horses.
Yeah.
Now personally, I can't fucking stand horses because I got trampled by them a couple times when I was a kid. And, you know...
What were you doing?
I took the horse's blanket off. Jokes.
When now, I first moved here, we had like 4 horses, man.
I don't remember you having any horses.
Before my parents got divorced, like when we very first, like right when we had a bunch of horses. And that sucked because I had really bad hay fever and I would have to feed them at like 6 in the morning before school. And I'd go to school looking like I was crying and shit. Fuck you.
That's a good story. You
how
had to
did
tell
you
that
get,
one again.
How did you get trampled,
dude?
Dude,
I was just a little kid and my dad had this fucking bastard of a fucking horse, this big Palomino and...
was his name Calico?
No.
Okay.
No, it was not. This was years ago, dude. This was a long time. But just got fucking fucked up by horses and really don't like them. Can't, you know.
That sucks, dude. I mean, I grew up around horses. My mom's got 3 horses. I go riding on her when I go riding with her.
4 counting your mom. Hey, come on. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I love your mom. Fucking,
you don't even know my mom.
I
you
know. I'm
not even going to ask.
Well, okay, so this one is Barack Obama's grandfather, tortured by the British.
Right.
I chose this one because it's our fucking president. See what's going on. Barack Obama's grandfather was in prison.
You chose that one because we talk about the issues.
Yeah, we talk about the issues, man. Barack Obama's grandfather was in prison and tortured by the British during the violent struggle for Kenya independence. The Kenya family of the U.S. president-elect has claimed... Mr. Obama.
That's his black side.
That's his black side. This is the black side of him. Mr. Obama's paternal grandfather, Hussein Onyanga Obama, was part of the Kenya independence movement when he was arrested in 1949 and jailed for 2 years. His family alleged he was tortured by the British guards to extract information about the
fucking British.
about the insurgency. In quotes, the African warders were instructed
sound it out,
by
bud.
The warders. The African warders were instructed by the white soldiers to whip him every morning and every evening till he confessed. End quote. Said Sarah Onyanga Hussein Onyanga's third wife told Times. Mr. Onyanga, who Mr. Obama calls Granny Sarah, describes how white soldiers carried out discipline actions.
Hey, can I? That's all well and good. Can I ask a question real quick?
Yeah.
Who the fuck let my mom into the chat room?
What? No shit. Your mom's in the chat room?
Yeah.
Where's
hi,
she
mom.
I wanna say
like,
hi.
Really? Are you? Is Mike down in the train room?
What was that?
That's fantastic. Whoa! Get some.
God, man.
Please.
Chill out.
So is that for that story? Actually, I wasn't even paying attention. I don't know
well,
what
that's,
you said.
That, you know, fuck
the president's
man.
Dad got his balls smashed or something?
Dude. All right, I'm going to do this other story then if you're not going to listen.
Well, no, I was tripping out that my fucking mom was in the chat room.
So Barack Obama's grandfather was caught by the British.
I was just talking about a guy fucking a horse.
I know.
And my mom is actually in the chat room. I don't think
you
understand.
Oh, so get this. Speaking of testicle squeezing, he said they would sometimes squeeze his testicles with a parallel metallic rod. They also pierce his nails and buttocks with sharp pin.
That would be the awesome job,
with
right?
his hands and legs tied together with his head facing down. The alleged violence was said to have left Mr. Ongyao permanently scarred and deeply anti-British. Fuck them Britons.
Oh, get those.
All right. That
get
was the time.
Cherries.
That was the time we really.
Sound it out,
no,
bud.
I'm,
it's okay. Hey, take all the time
I
you
got
need.
A drink. I started hiccuping.
Get it, bud.
It's the dumbass.
Oh. I started doing that too. That was the time we released that the British were actually not friends, but instead enemies. Mr. Onyanga said instead. My husband had worked so diligently for them only to be arrested and detained. Mr. Obama refers briefly to his grandfather's imprisonment in his best-selling memoir,
let's
Dreams
plug his book real
from
quick.
My father.
Hey, but remember, guys,
father's found
remember guys, my dad got his balls squeezed by my book. It's not like I'm not the president or anything.
That was,
I could just make a law that says you have to buy my book, and if you don't, I'll squeeze your balls. And it's a law.
Well, hey, he has to pass it to Congress first. And
well, right. And then,
let's hope some of those Congress guys aren't fucking ball squeezers, man, because I fucking hate ball squeezers.
Hate it.
Hate them.
Hate it.
You ever had your balls squeezed so
hard?
I had
a girl squeeze my balls once.
Hurts.
And it was like a reaction, and I'm sorry, but I just fucking smacked her, and she, like, fell off me onto the floor and then called the cops. No, I'm just kidding. But I've had my balls squeezed, and it fucking is not fun. How about you, Matt? Ball squeezed ever?
Talking about it makes my stomach hurt. Because, you know, anytime you get kicked in the balls or, like, you just move the wrong way, it hurts in the bottom of your stomach.
Yeah.
That is the worst
feeling. I try and keep that down to a minimum.
Wait a minute. How did you know that was your mom? All she said, so it's a good thing that I sold that horse, huh?
Yeah.
That's right there. You knew it was your mom?
No, I knew because her name was my mom or something earlier.
This is Jam Quest.
Okay. So, is that it for that story?
Yeah, that's it for that one.
All right, well.
So that's pretty interesting, I think, you know, that.
That his.
They're a bunch of ball squeezers over there in British.
I guess.
Bunch of fucking ball squeezers, dude. So, yeah. That,
it
no.
happened, like, fucking 80 years ago and by his book.
Well, whatever. It was just, you know, it was in the
cool.
news. It was.
All right, well, this one's called Teens Charged in Nursing Home Abuse.
What are you down on all my stories? I like
I'm
that
not.
Story.
I was just saying.
I thought it was very interesting to find
I
out about that motherfucking
story,
Muslim.
Matt.
Was gonna,
it was
a good.
Good
move on his part if he wants to sell some books. You greedy fuck. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, that's,
I mean, that's
all right.
cool.
All right,
whatever.
What's yours all about now? What's
We're
the story?
Hungry, man. Teens charged in nursing home abuse is what this one is called.
Hell yeah.
A group of teenagers working at a Minnesota nursing home abused and sexually humiliated elderly residents suffering from Alzheimer's disease and dementia, prosecutors allege. So, there's... wow. If it happens, I'll say it. You're probably thinking it. If it happens to someone that has Alzheimer's and they forget that it happened, then did it ever really happen?
Oh, come on.
Man. I mean,
Oh, come on.
You're splitting hairs at this point. I mean, you're splitting hairs.
What if it was like your grandma or something?
Like, sorry, dude. Was it me doing it? I mean, I would definitely sue and get paid, but you know. What if the old people were provoking it? There's some dirty fucking old people out there. What if they're like, come sexually humiliate me? I got a popsicle now, for you.
How exactly did they get sexually humiliated? I mean, what led up to...
And laughter? I don't know.
They had a couple beers.
Bears. The six young female caregivers were named yesterday in criminal complaints, charging them with a variety of cruel behavior at the Good Samaritan Society nursing home in Albert Lea City in southern Minnesota. Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Oh, boy. How
don't you know?
Only two of those charged, Brianna, whatever the fuck, 19, and Ashton Larson, 18, are named in the complaints since they were not minors when the alleged abuse occurred. According to district court complaints filed against them, nursing home residents were spat on. So
they were spat on?
Spat on. Not so bad, I guess. I mean, they are the elderly. Like, that's kind of par for the course.
Those girls are kind of hot,
I would have
too,
been
man.
Surprised if they wouldn't have been spat on, is what I'm saying. Spanked. I could see that have been the old person. Like, hey. You
want
to spank this ass.
You want
know
this,
you
huh?
want. You
Do
know you
huh?
want this. Oh. Improperly touched, of course.
Of course.
And tormented by the teenagers earlier this year. And tormented.
So they sexually abused and tormented these old people.
Spit and spank. I would imagine the spit first and then a good fucking to the back of the rear. To get him, like, onto the bed.
Yeah.
See, this is just what they remembered happening, actually. Because they had Alzheimer's, right?
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure you're clear with that. excerpts of the misdemeanor complaints can be found here. Bratzman allegedly poked one resident's breasts, spit into the mouth of another elderly person, and put her bare butt in the face of a Good Samaritan Society resident identified as SW.
SW?
You put your butt in SW's face? Wow. Larson once inserted her finger into a resident's rectum.
Oh, nice.
Spit water on another vulnerable adult. That's not nice. Don't call the elderly vulnerable adults the living impaired. Oh, that's mean. And would deliberately bathe a resident in a rough manner so the elderly man would get a blank.
Boner.
Erection. Erection. Absolutely.
Boner, I knew it.
What that? Why would you do that? You're like 18 and kind of hot. Like you could. Probably,
oh, there's a picture on there.
Yeah, there's
yeah,
a
here.
Picture.
I'll show you.
I'll post the picture in the chat. Could you just imagine these ladies sticking their fingers
right
in your
there,
grandparents'
right,
buttholes?
What?
What?
Yeah, those two chicks.
Like, are you that bored,
dude? I don't know. I'd fuck them.
Or they're just into some fucking. Freaky shit, I guess. Maybe that's like their thing. I'm into putting fingers in people's butts and spitting into mouths, and
they look like such nice young girls.
They
too.
Do.
Just respectable from what I can see.
They could be taking care of your old people that you don't want to take care of anymore, so you pawn them off on other fucking people and then they have to deal with it. Maybe that's why they did all those things, because that job would suck. Could you imagine? It's like, that's why we have places like this, so people don't have to do that. Now I have to work here and do that? Fuck that, dude. That's on my list of jobs that I would rather kill myself than do for, like, months. Like, a month. Like, 2 weeks max. No fucking damn way. Erections in the bathtub. Why would you even do that? You do that just to tease the old guy, and then you're like, look, I made your old penis get hard. Hey, Ashton, come here and look at this. I'm such a whore. Like, do you... Hey, check know. It out. I just got paid to get this old guy a boner.
What do you think? You
joke's
think,
on you.
You don't think that they held him out with it?
You know. They sucked it. You know.
Yeah.
You fucking know for show. The minor caregivers were identifying the complaints by their initials and dates of birth. Who gives a shit? Charged with 11 criminal counts. 11 criminal counts. And the other one was charged with 10. They face a year in jail or up to a year in jail on each of the things. So, is a year in jail worth it to just, like, have, just do basically whatever you want?
No.
Negative. No way. And you know what? If you think about it, like, these are the type of fucking chicks, whether it be dudes or chicks or whatever, that go to jail and get the shit beat out of them for being... Yeah. Weird fucking sexual.
Hey, you put your
predators.
Finger in my grandma's butthole.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not cool.
Now, wait. Your mom said we're not allowed to talk about your grandma.
Oh, or her butthole.
Okay, because I didn't mean anything by that, but I thought I'd throw that out there.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Well, I'm just saying, you know. They're going to go to jail, and that's going to be someone's grandparents that they were spitting on.
Wouldn't that be kind of weird? Yeah, too, if like one of the old people testified and their kid happened to be in jail. And
like,
they
grandma?
Go in there and they're like, so, you like sticking your finger in my grandpa's ass, huh? You're going to love funny. It here, and you're going to get a fucking your finger shoved up your ass.
And that
day.
Is going to totally fucking suck for you for the rest of the time you're in
All right,
jail.
Is that it for that story?
That is absolutely it for that story.
Do you want me to read this one? It's short.
If it's short, yes,
it's
please.
Really short, I'll
if
read
it's
it quick.
Really short, yes, please.
This one is called Police Couple Chained and Tortured Boy.
Mm.
A California couple has been arrested and charged with kidnapping and torturing a 17-year-old boy who fled from their home Monday, bloodied with bruises, clad only in flesh-colored boxers, shorts, and shackled at the ankle.
Wow.
The staff noticing blood and bruising on his body, and he looked emaciated. I can't read that word.
No.
Emaciated? Emaciated. That's it. And had a chain locked to his ankle.
We'll get through it. Hey, you and me.
Spokesman for the Tracy Police Department. The boy was confused and didn't know where he was or how long he had been held against his will. The boy, covered in soot, urine, and feces, arrived at the InShape City Sports Club around 4 p.m. Monday, begging the employee to hide him, according to Robinson.
So he just rolled up into this place and was like, fucking hide me, dude. The Terminator's after me.
I watched this. I watched this story on there. There's a little thing that you can watch on here, and... Those people that they have no, he's not related to them. You don't even know him. They just kidnapped the motherfucker and tortured him for a year.
Well, why? Are you just angry at, what did he do?
Doesn't
like maybe,
say.
What would you have to do to torture somebody for a year?
Maybe they were just like, I mean, look at him. He looked like fucking Craigslist. Kind of looks like.
Maybe they were going to sell him on Craigslist.
Well, the one girl looks like a fucking total tweaker, bitch.
That could be. I've seen Craigslist ads that are like, I'll trade you this strong, hard-working, white 4-year-old for some meth. Just saying. If you wanted, you know, a 4-year-old, I have one here. So what?
That's it for that story. What are your thoughts on it?
That's it for that story? All right. Well, I got one short one here, and then we'll do some clues. And then I don't think we're going to do a blar tonight.
No, we don't need to do no more stories.
Yes, this is good. It's really short.
I'm just kidding.
It comes from our most fucked up state, Florida.
Yes, the wang of the U.S.
This one's called Florida Man Accused of Making Boy Drive on Beer Run. This is from Cape Coral, Florida. The authorities in Southwest Florida say an intoxicated man had his 9-year-old son take him on a beer run.
Sorry.
What the hell was that?
It was this speaker, like, making a weird sound. So, drunk dude, his 9-year-old kid, hey, I need more beer, I'm drunk. Can you drive? Have you been drinking? Kid's like, no. It's like, can you drive? Kid's like, yes.
No.
Absolutely. We need to go get more beer, son. Let's do it. Cape Coral police arrested a 27-year-old man last week after seeing a pickup truck drive onto a median. When officers stopped the truck, the man told him he was teaching his son how to drive. While I'm drunk. Officers say the father's speech was slurred, his breath smelled of alcohol, and he was unable to stand without swaying.
You know, if it means bonding with your father, I guess it would be a pretty good thing.
The kid's like, this was the only time he ever felt close to his father, and now the cops are taking him away.
I think my girlfriend's trying to call me here.
Oh, thank you.
But I don't have text messaging. Let me see here.
Did you tell her we're talking about her?
No, I don't have text message, so she can't get hold of me.
Police said an open case of Budweiser beer was in the backseat. He was charged with cruelty toward a child. I would have been like, dude, it was the child's idea. We were out of beer. He's like, hey, I'll drive.
He put a Glock to my head and made me do it.
He made me fuck. He is not my child. He is a little fucking. He kidnapped me for a year. Cruelty and allowing an unlicensed Meyer to drive. He was released from jail on $2,000 bond. He did not return a phone call when we were like, hey, what's up? And he didn't call us back. So that's it for that story. Where's Matt going? Where are you going, Matt? Oh, he's got to talk to his girlfriend. Guys, she keeps calling. I got to take this. Oh,
that's adorable.
That is so cute.
My grandma just died. Thanks.
That was funny for a sec.
Yeah, you were like, wait a minute.
Alright, well, that's it for that story. So right. We'll do some clues.
Alright, clues.
And then we'll get the fuck out of here. No blotter tonight because it's taking too long. Alright, so Raging Clues, everything we do, whatever they are, they're people find a picture and you give us a clue and we have to figure out what the picture is. First clue, jamhole.com/forums, by the way. I cut, no big deal. I cut, no big deal. What do you think?
Kate cutting his arms.
I think it's going to be a penis cut off. What do you think, Matt? Raging clue. The clue is I cut, no big deal. What do you think it's a picture of?
I was going to say scissors.
Just a picture of scissors? Oh, sorry. What I should have said before is that usually the pictures are of dicks and balls and vaginas and nasty things. But maybe scissors. Let's see.
What? Okay.
Survey says it is a picture of a slit wrist. Ooh, that's awful. You see that?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. That what?
I win.
Is that what you said?
I said cut arms.
Well, cut arms. Nice. Let's see. Next clue is loading.
Why'd you tell me this?
Check out my hand puppet. What?
Oh, well, there's Bob was sitting right next to me for like
an hour.
An hour.
Check out my hand puppet. It's going to be a picture of a penis. I'm just going to.
What is everything with you and penis?
Because that's what they usually generally are.
Okay. Look at my hand puppet. I'm going to say it's a hand puppet.
Do you think. Really? It could be a curveball. What do you think?
I don't think I understand the clue.
Check out my hand puppet.
Like, okay, did some dude cut off some chick's boob and like using it as a hand puppet?
That could be.
Like, maybe. Is it that sick and fucked up?
It's
from Ron.com.
Usually it's gross. Okay. Maybe it's a dude with his hand up in a girl's vagina and he's making her.
Well, let's see what it is.
All right. Well, survey says it's a fence. It's a dude. Yes, it is a terrorist with his dead person he killed, his head, and he's holding it up like, that is fantastic. Wow. Check out my hand puppet. Very well done, you guys. That is good. And the last clue for this evening is, when will this day end? It's going to be a dude who blew his head off with a shot.
I'm going to say it's a penis.
Penis? Fuck you, Matt. What do you think, Matt? Three?
It's going to be like some dude that fucking got himself into some weird fucked up shit and he's alive and he's in pain or something like that.
Like just fucking mangled?
Something like that, dude.
A penis.
A penis?
Still okay. A penis.
Survey says, it's a car wreck all with dead terrorists, because that's an army dude right there. Dead terrorists. Yeah, how did I get myself into this? All right,
all right.
Do you have anything else you'd care to say before we get the fuck out of here, please?
Nope. I think I have everything I wanted to say tonight.
All right, Matt. All right. Is that because you have to go because your girlfriend just called?
No.
Guys, I gotta go. No, I told you I'm doing the show. God, why are you always pressuring me?
Fuck up. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you so much, Matt, for being here. Matt 3, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me once again.
Yes.
Friday, we will.
Are you going to be here Friday? Is your girlfriend going to let you, or are you going to have to work
with your girlfriend?
Hey, bros before hoes. What you're doing is bros after hoes, and that's actually not how it goes. It's bros before
it was
hoes.
Close. Okay, well, you were close.
You were pretty close. Yeah.
Should I not go to work?
I can't.
Just because my girlfriend's a fucking manager.
I can't.
That whole bro. Sorry, honey. Can't come into work. Got to do the jam roll.
Honey, bros before hoes.
Honey, bros.
Honey,
bro.
I had it wrong. It was actually bros before hoes. I got to go,
bitch. No, dude. I don't think I work this weekend.
So you'll be here Friday?
Yeah, I'll be here Friday night.
Okay. Well, Brayden's been sick. Poor Will guy.
Oh, yeah. And the reason why I had to go into work is because some kid called in who's in high school said, I can't come into work today. They sent me home from school because I look pale.
Because you're a ginger. Duh. I mean, obviously. All right. Well, Matt, thank you.
Thank you. Welcome. I'd like to come back on and bullshit sometime.
Hey, come back Friday.
Friday.
We do it every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
I don't know if I'll be able to.
Yeah,
around 7 p.m.
Hey, this show's bigger than you are, right?
Dude, this show is bigger than the sum of its parts. So, email info at thejamhole.com. It's a new month. Podcast alley. Go vote for us. Aside from that.
Seacrest out.
Out. Twitter.com/jamhole. MySpace.com/jamhole podcast. YouTube.com/thejamhole. Thejamhole.com/donate. Give us some money because we do stuff and it's cool. And we'll see you guys Friday.
Peace.
About 7 p.m.? 8 p.m.? What time?
7:30.
We'll Twitter it later.
Twitter it later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.